Can we talk about how incredible our skin is? It's our protector, while also being a litmus test of how our body is doing physically and emotionally. Join host Nicole Berry as she unravels the mysteries around our skin on the new series, Skin Queries, a podcast brought to you by Ruby Studio from iHeartMedia. Nutrition, sun exposure, stress. She gets to the heart of how to make everybody glow from the inside out. Listen to Skin Queries on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at highthenumber5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen.
It's up, it's up.
And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way.
It's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. And shortly after our show, our podcast goes up. So if you miss any of today's show, be sure to check out the pod. Just search Odd Couple wherever you get your podcast, and also follow, rate, and review the podcast. Again, just search Odd Couple wherever you get your pods, and you will see today's show posted right after we get off the air. Rob, let's move from football to a little NBA. And Luka Doncic is back playing. Like I said, probably just bumped knees or even fell, landed on his knee.
Right.
And, you know, usually that's actually the least of your worries when that happens. You know, you get bumped, oh, it's bruised or something. So, thankfully, he's back in the game. But, Rob, last night, for all intents and purposes, the Denver Nuggets eliminated the Los Angeles Lakers. They're up 3-0. No team has ever come back from a 3-0 deficit to win a playoff series. Rob G, check that out. But I believe I'm right. I know in the broadcast last night, they said teams, when you're up 3-0, teams are 151-0.
Wow.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, and obviously, that's because, Rob, when you go up 3-0, there's a reason. You're generally the better team.
Right.
Right. And clearly Denver is the better team. Not only are they the better team, Rob, but they are a nightmarish matchup for the Lakers. I don't necessarily know why. I mean, I have said the teams that have given LeBron James the most trouble in his career have been teams like really balanced teams, smart teams. They move the ball. They play five-man basketball rather than one- or two-man basketball where one or two guys, you know, controls and dominates the ball and sets everybody up. And that – I go – the Boston Celtics of the big three when LeBron was in Cleveland, the San Antonio Spurs, even at Tim Duncan's advanced age, late in his career, gave Miami all it wanted, beat them in one finals, crushed them in one finals, and almost beat them in another. And that's when LeBron was at the height of his powers with Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh beside him. And then Golden State, of course. And now Denver, Rob. And here's what I want to say about last night. There's a lot I could say. But I want to focus on Nikola Jokic, Rob, and I know you do too. For all those young people out there who didn't see Magic Johnson and Larry Bird play, And, you know, you might see a little bit on YouTube or stuff like that, but you really didn't, you didn't see their careers. This is what it was like. Because, Rob, last night, I thought Nikola Jokic dominated that game without scoring or taking shots. And I know he ended up with 24 points, but he only took 13 shots, Rob. Like, he was not looking to score, looking for his own, you know, shots. But he controlled that game. And that's how Larry Bird and Magic Johnson were. They could control a game and be the best player on the floor without scoring or scoring a lot. And people might look at Magic Johnson's stats today and say, oh, he only averaged 19 points a game. You know, he obviously has the highest career average in assists with 11. But they might look at that and say, oh, is he really a top five player? They might look at Larry Bird. Larry Bird never led the league in scoring. Was he really one of the greatest scorers ever? Come on. I hear about Bird's jumper. And are you really? Yes, really. And so they were great passers. While Larry Bird, as you know, was a phenomenal passer.
He was.
Magic was the best passer ever by a mile. Don't give me this LeBron or Mark Jackson or Steve Nash or Johnson. Nobody could pass the ball,
Chris,
like Magic Johnson.
I always remember him coming down, fast break, just no look. Like, he was special.
Rob, he did real no looks.
Right.
Where he's really looking. A lot of times, guys, you know, they'll look away as they're passing it, or they'll, you know, or even after they've passed it. No, he would be looking the opposite way the whole time down and pass it to somebody the other way. So this is what they did. And Rob, here's the second part of that. Everybody, all their teammates, all of Jokic's teammates, are able to be the best version of themselves. Aaron Gordon has never been this good. He is able to be the absolute best he can be. Michael Porter Jr., catch and shoot, baby. That's what I want to do. He's able to be the best version he can be. Now, maybe he would go somewhere else and get more shots and average more points, but he wouldn't play better than he's playing. Now, he has not had to say, oh, I got to take that part of my game out of it because we got Jokic. I can't do this. No. And Jamal Murray, obviously, able to be the best version of himself. Matt, Rob, that's what happened with Magic and Bird. James Worthy, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Byron Scott. They didn't have to take away any of their game for Magic. They were able to excel and do exactly what they do best because he was the unselfish playmaker, making sure they got fed. And same with Larry Bird, Kevin McHale, Robert Parrish, Dennis Johnson. They could do what they do. And you see very few players like that. LeBron is not like that. Jordan wasn't like that. Dwayne Wade, Iverson, most players are not like that. That's what makes these three so special. And so that's why the Lakers can't touch them. Because their main guy is about getting everybody to play their best and everybody involved. And then when they don't have it going, guess what? I will put 40 on your head. So that's what I see from it.
You know what I see, Chris? And I hear you all the way. What I see is, has the Joker entered the Shaq space, Chris, when the Lakers won the three in a row and Shaq was almost unstoppable in the postseason and put up ridiculous. Now, it's a different game. Don't get me wrong. Right. I'm not saying he's playing the same game.
Right.
Or, you know what I mean, or the same way. But Shaq was unstoppable. Every night, what are you doing? How do you stop the Joker, Chris? Who is going to be the guy to stop him and stop this team from maybe winning three in a row, like when Shaq and Kobe did it, for real? And it's even more impressive because he don't have a Kobe.
Right. No, you're right.
Do you know what I mean? He don't have
like
a Kobe.
If he wins this championship and maybe another one, whether it's a three-peat or just, you know, two, 3 years from now, whatever, right. Yeah. Like, when we start debating where he ranks, the fact that he didn't have a Kobe, and quite honest, I mean, he didn't have what Magic had, and,
no,
you know, Kareem had.
Even when Bird. Bird had four Hall of Famers, right, on that Celtics team, at least, yeah, three, right?
And look, and let's keep it real. If they do go on some type of dynastic run, then a lot of these guys, you know, a couple like Jamal will definitely make the Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah, yeah. If they win
Gordon,
more.
Heck,
they, yeah.
You know, I mean, let's just keep it. Michael Cooper just got in. So, but Gordon could make it if they keep winning. Michael, you know, who knows? But, no, you're right. He doesn't. And that's like, this is a 10. And that's why, Robin, I said this before. You know, a lot of people look at the 90s and say, oh, teams only had one or two stars back then. It was watered down. No, they played team basketball. This is a great example for you. They got one, two stars, although Murray's never made an all-star team. And they're running through the league because it's about playing together. When you've got talent and you play together and every man can be his best, man, that's tough to beat. As far as Shaq, I think that's fair. I mean, obviously, like you said, they're completely different
players. I'm just talking about the dominance in the postseason, and nobody could stop Shaq, and I'm waiting for somebody to stop the Joker. That's my only point. Nothing else do they have in common. You got it? That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, nobody's stopping him.
Who's stopping him? Who's coming along to stop?
And again, how do you stop him? You might hold him to 19, or he might only score 19 or 21, but that means he's getting everybody else involved.
How about this? AD's playing great, and it doesn't matter, Chris. AD's right. Playing great. Doesn't matter. He scored 40
AD
points in the game.
AD's not showing up in the fourth quarters for whatever reason, at least the last two games. Yes, we can look at that. And, you know, look, he does have to be better in the fourth.
He does, but his numbers.
I don't know what's going on. But
his numbers,
right,
are big.
Numbers overall are great. LeBron's numbers are well. LeBron was last night. It was interesting. I don't know if he was worn out, Rob. He had his little spurts, but he really didn't, you know, he didn't put any type of fingerprint on that game last night or imprint on that game. And didn't seem to be, you know, he just, like I said, I don't know if he was gassed or worn down or what. But, you know, he didn't play poorly, but certainly didn't put an imprint on the game. But I think, I don't know, right? Look, I will say this. It is not going to be a cakewalk, I don't think, for the Nuggets.
No, I'm not saying that.
Right? They got Minnesota that. Or Phoenix next, and both of those teams beat them in the regular season.
I'm not saying a cakewalk, but I like them, man.
They're my pick.
And they battle tested. You know, they have a lot of things going for them. I mean, and
they're
to
well
me
coached.
Too,
Michael Malone's a top coach.
He's
top
a tremendous coach. And here's the other thing too. Jamal Murray, Chris, he could join in at any time because he hadn't shot the ball well.
No, right. And that's
and they're up 3-0 against LeBron and AD.
And here's the question I have, Robin, and it won't be answered. Cause I have said, and I don't know if I said it on our show, I said it on First Things First. I think the winner of this series, which I thought
First Things First, is that it? Okay, I got you.
The winner of this series, which I picked to be Denver, I felt like the winner of this series would become, in my mind, I know not most people's, the favorite to win the championship. So I thought if the Lakers had won this, they would have been my favorite. I don't think most people would have said it, or a lot of people wouldn't have said it, but I think they're a very good team, and this is a bad matchup for them for whatever reason. But I think that I'm going to be honest and say I don't know what it is. Are they can they play with Minnesota and OKC and Phoenix? Like in a 7-game series, Dallas, the Clippers, how would they fare? I've thought in my mind that they could beat those teams. But Maybe not. Maybe they are, Rob, what their record says they are, which is a seventh seed.
Right. No matter what their talent is, Chris, they're a seventh seed. That's what they are. That's what they played all year. That's who they are.
Yeah, I mean, they came on strong second half of the season. Their record was great. But, yeah, I mean, look, everybody else must have played well, too. Like, there's a lot of good teams out west, and they still finished seventh, as well as they played, as many games as they won in these various streaks. So, all right, 877-99 on Fox. Rob and I just sang Nikola Jokic's praises. I compared him to Bird and Magic. Rob compared him to Shaq. Where you at on Nikola Jokic? How good is he? 877-99 on Fox. Your thoughts next. I couple.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Houshmandzadeh and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it. Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Can we talk about how incredible our skin is? It's our protector, while also being a litmus test of how our body is doing physically and emotionally. Our skin sends us important messages about our lifestyle, nutrition, and how we feel. It plays such an important role on how we see ourselves and how the world sees us. So let's shine a spotlight on our skin. Let's go deep into skin health, what it means, what it looks like, and how to have it. Join host Nicole Berry as she unravels the mysteries around our skin on the new series, Skin Queries, a podcast brought to you by Ruby Studio from iHeartMedia. With help from people with real-life stories and experts of all sorts, she gets to the heart of what makes us glow from the inside out. Listen to Skin Queries on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five!
High Five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at HighFiveCasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
All right, it's the iCouple live from the TireRack.com studios. If you're tired of feeling alone in your job search, well, all you need is one connection, just one, to find endless job opportunities. Endless! At Connection, of course, Express Employment Professionals. Don't go it alone. Visit expresspros.com to find the location nearest you. That's expresspros.com. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in on Nikola Jokic.
All right, Chris, let's kick it off. Frank in Denver, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Frank?
How's it going, Chris? Love this show. Watching it. I've been watching it, but I think since you guys first started it.
So. Almost six years ago, my man. We appreciate that, Frank, for real.
So Nikola Jokic is really, his averages are eerily similar to Larry Bird, a prime Larry Bird. about 25 points a game, you know, a little over six assists, and of course he's got the 12-plus rebounds, 40-50-90 splits. His footwork is impeccable. Yeah. And nobody plays the brand of basketball that he plays in the league. How, you know, Chris always has the knock on Joel Embiid, where of course he's got the great mid-range jump shot, but he doesn't really bang in the post. The reason why you can't stop Nikola Jokic is because he's willing to get those easy buckets that nobody else is really willing to get. So that's all I wanted to say. Love the show. You guys have a great one.
No, that's exactly right, Rob. You see him playing the majority of the time at the free throw line. He can shoot the three. But, Rob, you see when it's time, he will back you down and score on you. And that's all I'm asking of Embiid and some of these other bigs. When it's time.
Right.
Put it in your arsenal. Anthony Davis.
All right. Rick in Tucson. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Rick?
Well, good afternoon, gents.
Hello.
One of the things I really appreciate about Jokic, and I'm dating myself a little bit, back in the 60s, the NBA was always tape delayed. But one of the great things, he reminds me a lot about, like, Bill Russell. Bill Russell could score, but he was a great passer. I think people underestimated that. And Wilt Chamberlain learned to be a better passer when he left the 76ers and finally went to the Lakers, and he surrounded, and he didn't have to dominate the way he did in the early, late 50s, early 60s. And then generationally, as you move on, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, he became a much better passer when he was with Magic because he understood the concept of team ball. He didn't have to do it all the time. And that's what makes, to me, I think the 80s basketball era, to me, is still the most exciting era of basketball that I've ever watched. And like I say, I've been around a while. So, and to see Jokic, he's got that old school mentality. And I think there's another credit that needs to go to the coaching staff. I think they've done a great job of making sure that this is how we're going to play. We're going to play team ball. We have no heroes on this team. Everybody's a hero. And I think that they're going to prove to win the championship this year. Mm. So appreciate your show and appreciate your time, Jeff.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that, Rick, from Tucson. Yep. How about Leo from New York City, Chris? Our guy, Leo. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, buddy?
Guys, what show is this? The playoff draft. I mean, we wax poetic about everybody now. Is that what we're doing? Prisoner of the moment, guys. The guy has one good postseason, and now he's Shaq. Okay, if he get beat in the second round, are we rescinding his Shaq-like dominance now, Rob Parker? I mean, come on. Let's wait until he makes the final again before we start waxing poetic about the guy.
I'm just looking at it as this. Here, they got another chance to sweep AD and LeBron and the Lakers for a second straight year.
Wait a minute, I know, but Chris,
all I'm saying is I haven't seen anybody be able to stop him yet. That's all I'm saying.
All I'm saying is let's wait until he makes the second final.
But you know what? Let me say this though, Leo. We have a radio show every night. We can't wait for him to do it before we can talk about it. Do you get me? I understand what you're saying. I'm not crowning him anything. But we can't go on everybody's career. Well, let him play out his 13 years, and then we'll reassess them. That's all I'm saying.
Too soon, Rob. Too soon.
All right. You'll call back. Will you call back if they win the championship? All right. Hey, Rob G., what you got?
Rob, I think that your analysis comparing him to Shaq, I know some people might be taken aback because all we remember is Shaq Diesel, the most dominant player in NBA history, right? But Nikola Jokic, you're not too far off, all right? I'm looking at here at Basketball Reference, and they have something that's called the game score, which is just a general measurement as to how well you performed in that game. Anything over like 18 is considered very good.
Okay.
Right? He has game scores in the 40s, in the high 30s. But here, just to give you some context, all right? Nikola Jokic, in the last two playoffs, last year and this year, has only had two games with a game score below 20. OK, Okay. In one of those games, he was 18. He had 24-8-6 in a win against the Lakers to put him down 3-0 last year. Mm-hmm. The lowest game score he ever had at in this entire run, in this last year and a half, it was game one against Minnesota. He only had 13 points, 14 rebounds, 6 assists. Well, you know why, Rob? Because he fouled out and they won by 30. So, did he really have to put in the work because they were already blowing him out anyways? Like, Nikola Jokic, we're in the midst of... It's too early to say dynasty.
They got to win.
There is no one out there right now that matches up with him individually.
I don't see who it is. I don't see it. That doesn't mean they're going to win every year and he's going to win the MVP every year. None of that.
Because we've seen him so far, even in this brief run, go up against the quote-unquote best defenders in the league at center, right? Anthony Davis, for my money, is the best defender. He's been getting cooked, right? At least defensively. Like, Jokic is still getting whatever he wants against AD last year and this year. In the finals, he had Bam Adebayo. Bam Adebayo is a finalist, again, for Defensive Player of the Year. Oh, nothing. Just, 41-11, 32-21-10, 28-15-16, right? Then Rudy Gobert, who's going to win his fourth Defensive Player of the Year. He had him last year again in the first round. Five games. Here's some of the average the games he had.
Yep.
28-17-12, 43-11-6.
Oh, my.
Ho-hum, 20-11-12, 27-9. And like, you put your favorite big man defender out there, and it doesn't matter.
And he still does work.
When Shaq was running through the league, remember when they played the Sixers, Dikembe Mutombo was Defensive Player of the Year. And Shaq put him in the basket repeatedly, over and over. It doesn't matter. There's no one out there right now, individually or even collectively, who can stop or slow him down.
That's what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. All right. It is the Odd Couple. And you know what? Let's get you caught up.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
That's right. It is Ty Shirt's Tower of Trivia, the segment that proves you don't even got to like sports to work in sports media. The star of this segment normally is our resident DJ Alex Ty Shirt. And we were thinking about scrapping the segment until I started talking to Mary. And I was like, you know what? She doesn't know anything about sports either. So, filling in for the great Alex Teicher, none other than our new resident DJ, Mary Mack.
Yeah, make noise. Applause. Thank you.
All right, now, Mary, I don't know if you played this segment before, but how it works is you got to get up the tower of sports trivia. Rob and myself will give you one word clues to help you get there to get the correct answer. And it's pretty easy. The rules are quite simple. It's got to be a real word, cannot rhyme. And it has to be in English. No foreign languages, Rob Parker.
Oh, man.
We've seen you.
Oh, man.
I know your tricks. Just because I'm the home team here, Rob, I'm going to let you get question number one.
All right. That's fair.
This is the Atlanta Falcons edition because they are the talk of the NFL draft.
Ooh.
All right. Let's do it.
Question one. Back in the 90s, former Falcons wide receiver Andre Rison famously had his house burned down.
Mary's like 90s. What is
by
that?
His then girlfriend, pop star Lisa Blank Eye Lopez. Rob.
All right, Mary, are you ready?
Yeah. Can I just answer though?
No.
He has to give you a clue.
But Mary, what if I already know it?
No, just hang on.
You guys know music is my thing. Okay, music is my thing.
All right, hang on. Let me give you the clue. Okay. Here we go.
Rob wants to show off.
Right?
even Steve knew what you were going to do.
Right. Oh, my gosh.
Can I answer?
Yes.
Is it Lisa Left Eye Lopez?
Yes.
Thank you.
Left.
There you go.
Come on now.
10 points for Rob
Thank
Parker.
Thank you, Mary. Woo! Look at that. She's a pro already. Woo! Better than Alex already.
All right, here we go. Level number two. Now it's my turn. All right, Deion Sanders is arguably the greatest player in Falcons history, and now he's the head football coach at the University of Blank. Okay, the clue I'm going to give you is Denver.
Oh, Colorado?
That is correct.
Yeah.
10 points. I'm
She's
on the board.
She's way better than Alex.
You guys, I just graduated high school, though, so, like, you know, this is still fresh on my mind.
Yes.
All right, here we go. Rob Parker, level number 3, Titus Tower Trivia, the Falcons edition. Rob, fun fact. Brett Favre was drafted by the Falcons in 91 before being traded to the blank Bay Packers the very next season.
Mm. Okay, here we go.
No tomfoolery, Rob.
No. I'm trying to figure it out without giving you tomfoolery. All right, are you ready, Mary?
I think so.
Okay, let me give you...
Jonas Knox is warming up.
All right. My goodness gracious, I'm trying to get something that's going to... All right, here we go. You say... here we go. Day?
Night?
That is incorrect. All right, my chance to steal.
I thought you said you knew music. Hey,
dude, that's a clue. Thank you, Rob. I appreciate that. Okay, we're looking for the blank Bay Packers.
Mm.
The word that I will use is...
Any day now, Ben Maller warming up.
Eggs.
The heck?
Come on, Mary. You
toast?
Got it. That is incorrect. The Toast Bay Packers. All
right. Right. It's
Come
the
on.
Name of the team, Mary. What are we
Jeez
saying?
Jeez Louise. No, don't hint. No more hints.
No
All
more
right,
hints.
Rob.
Okay.
Oh.
For 8 points. Rob Parker, another clue for Mary.
Rob G, did you already say eggs?
I did.
Okay.
That didn't work.
That didn't work. Okay. All right. Here we go. Card.
Oh, my God. Green?
Yeah.
That is correct. Dang it. Dang. Okay.
My mom would be so disappointed right now.
Level number 4. Rob up 18 to 10, but it's my turn. It's where the comeback starts.
All right.
Back in the day, running back Jamal Anderson had an iconic touchdown celebration. Friend of the show, Jamal Anderson. That touchdown celebration was called the blank bird. My clue is clean...
Oh, my God. I actually
clean.
Don't.
What is
I don't know.
Clean. Just
All
give
right,
a guess.
That's it. Stop.
Just guess.
I want to say rag. That doesn't even sound
That is incorrect. Come on.
No, that's incorrect.
Okay. I know.
All right, here we go. Pornography?
No. I don't
think
know.
Think about the clues he just gave you. One, I gave you one.
I'm so lost. I really am blank.
Just throw a word out there. At least give me a chance with the time to tie it up here.
Okay. What was the question again?
The touchdown celebration called the blank bird.
The blank bird. Pornography. Clean. I don't even know. Addiction. Addicted bird.
That is incorrect. Okay. Remember the previous clues, Mary?
Stop.
We're
that's
driving
a clue.
In, we're,
Stop
we're
it.
Driving in Rob's high-end automobile.
Stop it.
Just cruising along.
Mm-hmm.
Getting into your mind right now and your passions. Aguilera.
Oh. Christian? Christina?
That's incorrect.
Wow.
Oh, my God. The Christina bird is what
the
we
Christina
were looking
for.
Come
bird.
On. All right, Rob. Last one.
All right, here we go. All right. Filthy. Filthy.
Oh, my God. Dirty?
Yeah.
That is correct.
Oh,
come
my
on,
gosh.
Mary.
The dirty bird. Oh, Christina Aguilera.
Yes.
Oh,
okay.
All right.
Dirty.
Rob,
I'm just a girl, you guys.
If you get this next one, Rob, it's over. Rob's currently winning 25 to 10.
It's a blowout. It's
not
a
my fault, though. It's Mary's fault. All right, here we go. The Falcons famously blew a 28-3 lead in the Super Bowl to the Patriots that were then led by their quarterback, Tom Blank.
I feel like I should know this already.
dead air is great for our ratings.
Right. No, come on. What are we doing
here? It's your turn.
Oh, it's my turn?
Yes.
Oh, I thought it was. I'm sorry.
Oh, jeez, Louise. Ben right, Maller's warming
here we
up
go.
Right
all
now,
All right,
too.
Here we go. Here we go. Bunch?
You say Bunch?
Bunch? I know you've never seen this show. I'm sorry.
Oh, Brady Bunch!
That is cheating! This is under protest.
The Brady Bunch! Wait, no, I got that one. I got
you
that one. You guys
it.
Have
you
to give me that
no
one.
Credit for
you
that
guys
one.
Have to give me that one.
She knew it
you guys
before.
Have to give me that one.
Even Steve DeSager, the voice of reason over
one.
There, is having a conniption.
Steve, you have a problem with that?
Just watching you blatantly cheat right
what?
Now. You're lucky we're up against it with the clock. This is ridiculous.
Don't hate because you're not me.
I won.
Don't hate. That's hating.
All right. We made it happen. All right, Odd Couple. We wrap up this bad boy next right here on Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay.
U.S. of A.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Can we talk about how incredible our skin is? It's our protector, while also being a litmus test of how our body is doing physically and emotionally. Our skin sends us important messages about our lifestyle, nutrition, and how we feel. It plays such an important role on how we see ourselves and how the world sees us. So let's shine a spotlight on our skin. Let's go deep into skin health, what it means, what it looks like, and how to have it. Join host Nicole Berry as she unravels the mysteries around our skin on the new series, Skin Queries, a podcast brought to you by Ruby Studio from iHeartMedia. With help from people with real-life stories and experts of all sorts, she gets to the heart of what makes us glow from the inside out. Listen to Skin Queries on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
High Five Casino.
High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at high5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. Hey, Thoroughbred Racing has a new independent regulator. HISA. I'm sorry, HISA. That is implementing comprehensive reforms, and the sport is combining hands-on care with cutting-edge technology to help keep its athletes safe. Learn more. Visit safetyrunsfirst.com. That's safetyrunsfirst.com. HISA? Rob G., is it HISA? I just want to make sure we get it right. Rob Parker and Rob G., wrapping up this Friday edition of The Odd Couple. As the NFL draft continues, we're watching NBA playoffs. The Clippers can't make a basket. My God, I think they made one out of 15 shots or something like that. They're down big. It looks like that game's over. We had a great game we saw earlier, Rob G. with Milwaukee and the Pacers. The Pacers win that game in overtime. Incredible. Chris Middleton had 2 3-pointers to tie the game at the end of regulation and in overtime, but could not come up with the third one. And the Pacers go up 2-1 in that. But Rob G., let's talk about the NFL draft, which is going on in Detroit. Mob scene there. Caleb Williams became the number one pick out of USC, like most expected the Bears to do. I think they made the right choice. It might not work out, Rob G., but if I'm the Bears, he's going to have to prove to me that he can't play. I'm not trying to outthink myself and take somebody else and have that guy become the franchise quarterback that they haven't had since the 50s. But he had some stuff to say, Rob G., after being drafted by the Bears.
Yeah, he was speaking to ESPN.com, and they asked him what he foresees in his future as the new face of the Chicago Bears. And he gave a long answer, but he closed it with, you'll appreciate this, Rob, my last goal is immortality. The only way to reach that is winning championships. That's big for me and something that is the reason I play the game. So I'm excited.
Yeah, I mean, immortality, I get it. Everybody wants to win a championship if you're playing, especially. I don't have a big problem with it, Rob G. Did that bother you or you know, and like you said, it was a long answer. It wasn't like he said, I'm going to be the greatest quarterback.
No, yeah, he talked about being
play.
Consistent yeah. And leading guys, and that was something that you'd expect from a quarterback. I was a little shocked at the word immortal or the immortality only right. because the Chicago Bears, like Caleb Williams was 5 years old the last time they've even played in a Super Bowl. Since then, they have reached the playoffs 6 times, and they've had 16 years at 500 or worse.
Wow.
During Caleb Williams' lifetime.
It has been bad.
And even beyond that, the Bears have never had a 4,000-yard passer. They've never had a quarterback throw 30 touchdowns.
Sid Luckman their last?
Never.
Seriously, like their franchise quarterback?
Right. And so, again, I don't want to nail this one specific phrase, but it's like, look, man, you got a long way to go. Like your first thing should be like, hey, I want to come in and make this a winning franchise.
But that wasn't the first thing he said. You
no,
got to be
he
fair,
said,
right?
To be the greatest, to be able to sit at the table, you put dreams and goals in front of you. Yeah. If you're unable to reach them in
and
a
he
year
even
or two,
said
right.
the last thing. Did
you
he say
to,
that?
Yeah, you have to consistently not get tired with consistency. So he said a lot of great things. Like I said, I don't mean to nitpick, but that word immortal was stuck out to me a little
yeah.
bit.
Yeah. Whenever you hear that, it does sound lofty. But again, all that stuff comes in when you win. If you win, play well, you are consistent, 1 minute. You can get there.
I just got one quick question for you.
Sure.
Rob. Caleb Williams, when it's all said and done, who will have been in more Hall of Fames, Caleb Williams or Rob Parker?
Well, I got two.
Now you got two.
I got two already.
You don't have any yet, as yeah. far as I know.
I'm going to say that it's me, but... I know, Barry. I know. I don't know. I think that I'm going to be on the side to think that he's going to be a good quarterback.
I think he's
really
going to be great.
I do. I really do, Rob G. I'm just not sitting here. I think people have nitpicked and picked
sure.
him apart for a long time because he's going to be the first pick for a long time. Yeah. I'm just not in that camp.
Yeah, and credit to the Bears for once building a cohesive team around him to start off with. He's off to a great start so far on paper in Chicago.
No doubt. All right, Odd Couple. Jason Smith, Mike Harmon are coming up next. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you again on Monday. Fox Sports Radio.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah.
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.